This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The College Football Experience Week 3 Instant Reaction Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free to play fantasy betting contest. Every week, there's a free $350 NFL contest and a free $250 contest. Just head to oddscrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Grab that SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Week 3 Instant Reaction Show. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick. Yes, college football, another week in the books, and I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. JMU -6.5, one of my locks today. I got Weber State. Yes, I did touch FCS action like I do every week, but give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi,
buddy. Let's go. Here we are. We're playing that music. I mean, a lot to unpack in week 3, because really, and we're going to go game by game in here. Here's my analysis.
What do you got for me?
Everyone's not that good except Alabama.
Well, is Alabama that good?
Yeah. I thought that game was a preseason football game. It felt like I fell asleep in that game.
That was a shockingly kind of like, I don't know. Non-exciting.
I feel like they didn't even sweat, but they still won, but it was close. It was a weird game.
Yeah. The fans never like hit that, that crescendo that you would expect.
Something was weird about that game. Me stacking the money green and you were watching. And I said, this feels like a preseason game.
Yeah.
Like even at halftime, they're interviewing Mullen. He's all happy. He's like talking like you're down 12 points. I'd be fucking yelling at my team.
Yeah. You're talking about your entire season.
It seemed like an exhibition game.
You know why? Because, the regular season isn't a playoff for the SEC, right? And because both of these teams are in opposite sides of the division or opposite divisions within the conference, both still have a chance to make the playoff regardless of who wins this game.
I never thought Florida could win that game. Even when they tied it up.
Yeah.
I said, eh,
they're always playing from behind. Alabama will make the stop when they need to.
When they tied it up, I just said, okay, they tied it up, but I still didn't panic.
Or like almost tied it up.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
I just thought that it was, I mean, good win for Bama, but yeah. I don't think they ever sweated.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But that said, they did prove themselves to be vulnerable, because if we assume that there are a couple teams in that conference that could be better, Arkansas,
I don't.
Georgia could easily be better. Georgia had a nice day today.
Well, everyone would have a nice day against South Carolina.
True.
East Carolina had a nice day against South Carolina.
Decent day against South Carolina.
No, that, I would consider that a nice day.
Okay. Fair enough.
After the Scotty Montgomery years, that is a nice day. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
Ole Miss.
That's your best hope. Honestly, I don't think Georgia's got enough offense. I think Ole Miss would be your best hope, but the game is in Tuscaloosa.
That's true.
If it was in Oxford, I could say maybe.
Yeah. Look, a little Lane,
A&M
chaos magic in Tuscaloosa doesn't seem out of the realm of possibilities for me.
I'm gonna lock up.
He would almost thrive in the Roan environment, like fucking with Nick Saban. I almost feel like Lane Kiffin would be happier to be in that situation.
I'm not buying it this year, man. Last year where they got close, and I think that's the closest.
Buddy, Alabama isn't the team they were last year. I think we've proven that.
I think
that
they're so better defensively than last year.
Okay, what has Alabama done so far? They've given
from a roster standpoint, they are a better defense than last year, in my opinion.
Okay, well, they always have like seven draft picks, so I kind of just, they all blend together for me. I kind of stopped tracking Alabama's defensive players. It's like, oh, yeah, five first rounders again. Okay, cool.
But I mean, my real analysis, yes, maybe they're not as good offensively yet, because obviously the quarterback position, they're not what they were, even though Young is good.
Good. Yeah.
But I still feel like I'm not buying into Clemson at all. I'm not buying into Oklahoma at all.
Sure.
I am not buying. I'm slightly buying into Georgia, but I think a lot of that has to do with their schedule.
Yeah.
And especially with Clemson looking like they did against Georgia Tech today, that win against Clemson isn't doing much for me right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Clemson barely squeaked by Georgia.
Georgia didn't
Tech.
Even score an offensive touchdown against Clemson.
Yeah. And Georgia Tech lost to Northern Illinois, who Michigan beat by what, 53 today, so or something like that?
That's really my analysis. I mean, Ohio State, I still have question marks. Oregon, I still have question marks. UCLA's in the middle of a game right now, but I have question marks. Cincinnati got it done. Notre Dame question mark still.
Let me ask you this.
What's that?
Let's play a game.
That's why a large playoff would be awesome.
That would be great.
Cause you have no idea, for all you know, besides Alabama, the second best team in the nation might be Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. No, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not at all. Would not be at all shocked if Iowa turns out to be the second best team in the country.
Especially if you add in home games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I think you're seeing that all across the board here.
That's true. That factors big time. Well, let's play a game if you don't mind. It's called How Many Times Out of 10 Do They Beat Iowa, or Beat Alabama rather? Let's start with Florida. How many times out of 10 do they beat Alabama?
Zero.
Buddy, they just came really close today.
That was at the Swamp.
That's the best they're going to do against Alabama.
Yeah, because I think Bama's going to get better with each start for Bryce Young. It's his third start.
Florida gets Alabama 2 out of 10 times.
I don't think so.
Maybe 1.
I don't think
ten.
That game was even close. Well, I mean, Mullen's 0-10, 0-11 now against them.
Yeah, but so, Florida's not Mississippi State.
I know Mississippi State was better. Those Mississippi State teams are better than Florida is this year.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Although it remains to be seen when
Dak Prescott is better than
but when Richardson comes in, that might be a difference maker. But with the team they had tonight, I think Alabama probably wins that game at least 8 out of 10. Maybe. No,
I'm not trying to be like funny. I really believe all 10 times they would win.
Alabama had, I mean, that Robinson Jr. at tailback is awesome. I mean, Bryce Young is awesome. Mechie is good, great at receiver. I mean, defensively, there's a little bit to worry about. They're giving up a lot of points. I mean, giving up 14 against Mercer last week is a little bit of an eye opener.
Not really.
It's a little more than he typically gives up against those kind of teams. And
that doesn't really mean
it doesn't
anything
mean anything
to me.
They're up 31 nothing at half. But Florida getting, how many did they get? 29. That's more than he normally gives up.
Florida scored 40 on them last year.
That's true. I guess they are getting a little worse.
It's the SEC the way that it is, dude. I think you're thinking of the old Alabama days.
What about Ole Miss?
Now that's one that I'm still going to say zero, but I think
out of 10 tries.
Yeah. But I think their percentage chances of getting one are higher than Florida.
Buddy, they are up 60-21 on Tulane with 8 minutes left in the third quarter, 61-21. Now, this team could score 80 against a Tulane team that just hung tight with Oklahoma.
True.
Ole Miss might be better than you're giving them credit for.
Who's better, Ole Miss or North Carolina?
I think I was shocked to find this out in the 24/7 sports composite 4-year rankings. North Carolina number 22, Ole Miss number 29. I definitely would have had Ole Miss ahead of them, but it turns out North Carolina is a more talented team. That said, I still would have Ole Miss ahead of North Carolina.
See, I did.
I don't know why.
I disagree there. I have North Carolina winning.
Maybe I'm just wrong there. Maybe it's just SEC bias a little bit, but
I mean, it's a good game. I mean, it's a horrible game to
Here's
watch.
The thing. I don't see Ole Miss losing to Virginia Tech. That's why.
I think so. If it was at Lane and the first time they had fans in over 2 years and you had a month, a whole off season to prep,
maybe.
Which Justin Hamilton did.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess North Carolina was shaking off some rust there. So that could be an explanation for that. But Ole Miss came out slinging against Louisville, who ended up beating UCF today, or what was that?
Yesterday. Wasn't really impressed by Louisville yesterday in that win.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Are there any other teams worth discussing? Georgia. How many times out of 10 does Georgia get Alabama?
I need to see more. Because I can tell you this. They scored one defensive touchdown against Clemson. Clemson does not look very good to me.
Yeah.
That defense is legit, 100%. I got to see more out of the offense. Just because you were able to throw the bomb on South Carolina. Like I said, East Carolina was throwing the bomb on South Carolina. So I need to see it against some decent competition, which unfortunately I don't think we get until like 2 weeks. I think they get Vandy next week.
Who's that, Georgia?
Yeah. So we won't see that until Arkansas.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now.
We'll get a good look because I think Arkansas is a pretty darn
probably
good team.
This is probably the one though, just because their defense I think can stay, but I need to see more out of that offense though.
How many times out of 10 do you give them, get Georgia that win?
One.
One out of 10?
Yeah.
You're crazy, man. Alabama is not
When's
as good
last
as
time
they
Georgia
were?
Beat Alabama.
It's a good question. I don't know. Probably a long time.
So it's not that crazy of an accusation.
Yeah, but how many times have they played lately?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the SEC, that you're in the same conference.
Like
you play each other one every 35 years. Yeah,
there you go. You're 5 miles apart. You pay each other.
ACC
every
does
years.
That shit too, though. But I'm gonna say one.
I'm gonna give Georgia like
three
out of 10.
Right now they're starting who? They don't have JT Daniels.
Yeah. That's true. The quarterback's advantage lies firmly in Alabama's favor at this point.
I feel fairly certain. I actually think maybe Oregon might pose a better threat than Georgia right now.
You might be right. They might be a little more versatile offensively.
I think UCLA might pose a better threat.
You're probably
than Georgia right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia defensively will be in it, but I just need to see, and maybe I'm wrong here because I just need to see more out of Georgia's offense.
Yeah.
Ask me that question in 5 weeks and maybe that answer is Georgia, because I know Georgia's defense is legit.
Yeah.
But maybe Penn State. I don't fucking know. Penn State wouldn't do it. Their offense is like too unorthodox. Yeah.
Georgia 40 today against South Carolina. Respectable, but you need to be scoring more.
I think South Carolina is really bad.
Clemson. How many times they couldn't beat Alabama even once?
The Clemson that I saw today.
Yeah.
I think Georgia Tech's a bad football team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah,
Clemson won't beat Alabama.
Offensively, they are very challenged right now.
They're limited. What's his name? Ukulele, and even Shipley is nowhere near what's his name yet.
They don't look comfortable.
Who's their running back last year?
ETN.
Yeah, they're not on the same level.
They do not look comfortable offensively. I think it's only fitting that the ACC is having maybe its worst year in its history. Because you would think if any time to steal the crown, and maybe North Carolina can, but
from
here's the problem is they need Virginia Tech to lose twice, which is possible.
Yeah.
But I think if Virginia Tech's going to lose another game, it's probably going to be Notre Dame.
Let me take a look at the rest of Virginia Tech's
schedule. Virginia could beat Virginia Tech, but I mean,
that's true.
I don't know. I mean,
it's very possible. I mean, I would expect Virginia to lose two ACC games just based on them being Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's remaining schedule, both 9 conference games coming up, hosting Richmond next week. That should be a win, a bye week, and then hosting Notre Dame. It doesn't really matter what happens in that for the ACC, but then hosting,
they got to lose twice.
Yeah. Starting with Pitt, they got to lose twice.
Virginia Tech, it's in Lane.
Both these teams love to play down to the level of competition. You got to figure Pitt's better than Tech's better than Pitt at this point.
At Lane, I would take Tech.
Syracuse at Lane.
Tech.
Okay. Then going to Georgia Tech.
Virginia Tech wins it.
Yeah. Then going to Boston College.
Well, if Djurkovic's not there, I don't know when he's coming back. I'm going to favor Virginia Tech.
That's Friday, November 5th.
If he's back by then, that's one you can circle.
That's a coin toss.
But they need to lose twice.
Yeah. Okay. Then hosting Duke.
That's a win.
That's a win. And then although Duke today.
Yeah. Duke figured got it out. Done. Well, they gave up still 27 in the third or whatever the fuck. Yeah, it was.
Almost choked it away. Then at Miami, that could be an L.
That could be an L.
And then hosting, or no, then at Virginia. So back to back road to end of the season. Maybe they just choke it out right at the end, and North Carolina slips.
Well, no, the problem is that North Carolina's road schedule's tougher. That's why I took the under on North Carolina this year. Like, even if they beat Virginia, which, you know, was the first time, and I was on the wrong side of that. That was one of my locks today. I had Virginia plus nine. They lose by 20, even though they were up at halftime. North Carolina's schedule, they still have to play Miami. They still have to play at, well, that Notre Dame, I guess, won't matter, but they have to play at Pitt and at NC State.
Miami's schedule is actually pretty manageable.
Miami might lose every game except for Central Connecticut. I mean, I have zero faith in them.
I don't think that score of that game today, 38-17 against Michigan State, was as bad as it looked. Granted, that was in Miami. They should have had a better score than that at the end of the game if they're going to be.
The question is how good do you think Michigan State is? And I think Midnight Mel Tucker's doing a decent job. How? Because we Northwestern got. I mean, they were down 27-0 to Duke today.
Yeah.
So that means Michigan State's only two other wins besides Miami were Michigan State. I mean, I'm sorry, were Northwestern and Youngstown State.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to say how.
I mean, I'm impressed with Michigan State when I see them on the field.
Yeah.
I just don't know what those wins mean yet.
Right.
And I mean, I think Northwestern might be pretty fucking bad this year, and I think we might be wrong on that over. Luckily, we didn't lock it.
Right. And that just makes Miami look suspect, you know, because Miami obviously losing to Michigan State worse than Northwestern did. And then Northwestern goes on and
loses to Duke.
Loses to Duke. Yeah. The ACC sucks. AC sucks. Well,
that's what I'm saying. If there was ever a year where the Clemson crown could be stolen.
Yeah.
And I look around and I actually think I'm going to make this prediction. If Clemson and North Carolina met in the ACC championship, I think North Carolina beats them this year. However,
I think you might be right.
I don't think North Carolina is going to play in the ACC championship. I think Virginia Tech will.
No, North Carolina gets Miami at home.
They have to play at Pitt right. In December or in November.
Let me rattle these. Yeah. You tell me what's going to happen. Yeah. All right. At Georgia Tech.
Win.
Okay. Hosting Duke.
Win.
Hosting Florida State.
Win, but Mac Brown's never beaten Florida State and they lost last year. Should mention that.
It would be shocking if they lost to Florida State.
Well, they lost last year when they were in the top 10 of Florida State.
You got to figure, though, a little revenge spot here.
Yeah.
Hosting Miami.
Dangerous. Potential loss.
But they should win.
I think they should, yes.
Yeah, they killed them last year.
If I was betting, I would take North Carolina.
Yeah. Bye week, then this game doesn't matter. At Notre Dame.
Potential loss, but.
Potential loss, but doesn't matter. Then hosting Wake.
Potential loss. Last year was a close game. But it was in Chapel Hill last year. It's in Chapel Hill this possible. Year. It was a 57-55 game or something.
They cannot afford to lose even one more. Yeah. But they should be fit. And then at Pitt, that's a dangerous one.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's a dangerous
that's
one.
That's the one.
Even though Pitt.
What's the date on that?
It's
going to be cold as shit. It's going to be cold as shit.
November 11th.
That's the one. That's the one, dude. That's the one they're going to lose.
Goes off the rails. Then hosting Wofford and then at NC State, which could be a loss.
That could be a loss, too.
Yeah, you might be right. It might be. I mean, the ACC.
But Virginia Tech's got to lose twice.
Yeah, because that was out of conference today.
And not in the Notre Dame game. They have to lose twice within the ACC.
You're right. Virginia Tech is probably going to go to the ACC championship game. Projecting at this point, Tech is the favorite. I mean, Virginia could just as well tie the whole thing up on a three-way. I mean,
Miami hasn't played an ACC game yet either.
You know what? That could actually be North Carolina's ticket is if there's a three-way tie in the ACC Coastal with all of them having one loss. And I think at that point,
I think Miami will lose a couple. That Miami team that I saw today and the one last weekend is App State. I'm even going to throw out the Bama game.
Yeah.
I think they're like a 6-6 team.
Well, Miami wouldn't be part of the three-way tie. It'd be Virginia Tech, North Carolina and Virginia.
Oh, well, potentially. I mean,
but you got to figure Miami's going to catch one of those teams. Yeah, I mean, I think because of that first game, North Carolina's on the outside looking in.
Yeah, but I think they would beat Clemson if they met. Yeah. But instead, if Virginia Tech goes, Clemson beats Virginia Tech.
Probably just because they don't have any offense whatsoever.
We're gonna get to more games here, but first, I want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by WynnBET. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing you the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from the NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, and more. Great promos and odds, great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. So ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, a risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download, bet, win. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com to start winning today. I also want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by PropSwap. Yes, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Go check out the new PropSwap.com, which is packed with fresh features like filtering tickets based on value to find the best odds available. Browse the activity to feed the stay in the know. And they got a great loyalty rewards program that turns sales into extra cash and much, much more. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will match it up to $500. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. And when making your bets, always remember to go for two. Get two tickets on the same team or player so you can sell one for profit and keep one to leave yourself some skin in the game. Thousands of buyers across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right. The ACC, I mean, it's almost amazing because I want the ACC to be better. All right.
I mean, ACC fan and any fan of, I just want,
we need some balance in this sport. And like the Pac-12 is kind of shit in the bed too, with the exception of like UCLA and Oregon.
Well, UCLA is down right now at halftime, 23-10 to Fresno.
I knew that was a game. Well, me and Bowser were talking.
Yeah.
Shout out to Scott Bowser. Luck Stops Here pod, go check that out. But I would say this is the scariest game on the schedule to me. I think it's the best offense they face on the entire schedule.
Better than Oregon.
Yes. Oregon's offense isn't prolific.
They got decent but production.
Take away those two defensive touchdowns that Oregon got against Fresno. Fresno's offense was way better than Oregon's.
Yeah, you might be right. Although I feel like they got off on Ohio State a little bit pretty well.
They did, but still, it wasn't like
Ohio State's defense was pretty bad last year. So
and Tulsa's made that look all right.
Yeah, Tulsa, what they get 21 on Ohio State today?
Yeah,
not bad.
Well, I'm just saying that defense didn't look good.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I thought Fresno. I mean, I took Fresno and I said sprinkle some of the money line on the morning show. I said it's a dangerous game, man. Fresno's got a quarterback that was recruited to go to Washington. It was a pretty good recruit. And then Rivers at running back, son of NFL player Reggie Rivers, played for the Broncos. And then like three or four stud wideouts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so their offense is explosive.
Yeah. To me, like Oregon, Anthony Brown cannot make the throws that Hayner can throw.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of limitation there. Now, do they have a great run game? Better than Fresno?
Definitely
sure.
Better in the trenches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we could settle this right now, buddy, because I do believe the internet has this. All right. Give me 5 seconds here, but, let's take a look at this right here. I'm going to look up the stats from this game.
What do you got me?
They both. So total yards, Fresno State had more yards than Oregon.
Is that right?
373 to 358.
Yeah. So yeah, more offense production. Yeah, I would say maybe you're right. Does that mean that that's the best team they're going to play? Clearly not.
I didn't say best team,
but most explosive.
I said
offense.
The best offense they're going to have to play all year.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be Fresno State.
You're probably right about that, and they are finding out right now that 23 points at halftime is no cakewalk for that defense.
What other things? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like we talked ACC. Let's start there. We're going to the Pac-12 because they are shitting the bed in some areas.
Yeah,
like they always do. ACC, Miami, once again, Patty C, preseason top 15. Why did they? Why were they in the pre? Can you just answer me that? Why were they in the preseason top 15?
There's no one that. You know,
have they ever passed the eye test in the past 20 years?
They've had a couple
deserving
guys
to be in the top 15.
No. Well, a couple years ago, they probably deserved to be right on the fringe. That 10-3 season, you know,
with Mark Richt.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't even know if they were though, because they still didn't pass the eye test. But I guess their record was their record, so maybe you got to throw them up there. You know, this is something. What do you think they're going to go this year?
Miami.
Yeah.
7-5, 8-4 at best. What are they now? They're
1-2, and that one win was by a last second field goal. Now it was against App State, who was a good football team, but they're just. Okay, they get Central Connecticut State next week, so that's good because Central Connecticut State lost to a D2 school a week ago.
Yeah.
But after that, they get Virginia. I'm telling you, I'm going to take Virginia to win that.
They get them at home. I think Virginia's better than them right now. That's going to be a good game, though. That's going to be a good game.
That's true, but I think Virginia's better. What? Then they're at North Carolina?
It's an L.
Then they're home to NC State? Possible L? 50-50 game?
Yeah.
Then they're at Pitt?
Maybe L, maybe W. I mean, a lot of 50-50s. They should be Georgia Tech at home.
That last time they played Georgia Tech at home, they did lose. And Georgia Tech looked all right today.
They did look all right today.
At Florida State, rivalry game, but I would favor Miami. Virginia Tech at home, they could lose that. That's and then 50-50 at Duke, game. Yeah.
7 or 8 wins, I say. Probably about, maybe 7.
Let's talk the other school in Florida, Florida State.
What was the final score? 35-14 against Wake today.
Yeah.
How many more games? I mean,
I was wrong on this one. I took FSU plus like 6 or whatever the fuck that number was. Dude, I mean, what was their record last year?
Last year they
beat North Carolina, Jacksonville State, and like Duke maybe.
First year under Norvell, we have a little 3-6.
So right now he's 3-9.
3-9.
And Louisville's on deck, and I can tell you that I think Louisville's better.
Yeah. Speak UCF. You gotta figure, I mean, Tallahassee doesn't get lit anymore. It's not an intimidating place to play.
There'll be people reading books, you know.
0-3. That's a front runner fan base. They're not used to losing. If they're not in the championship hunt, that fan base is not gonna be invested. Then Syracuse comes to town.
That's probably a win.
Maybe they get one out of those two. So they're sitting at 1-4 before going to North Carolina. So 1-5 through the first half of the season. Dude, he's looking at a 2-10 season. We already kind of reviewed this before the podcast. Yeah. But yeah, 2-10, 3-9, 4-8 probably at best for Florida State this year. What gets him fired this year?
I got to know what his buyout is, because, I mean, do they have the resources? We're all coming out of COVID. How much economically did they get hit via COVID? I have no fucking idea, but I can tell you they already did this with Taggart in 2 seasons or whatever it was. It was 2, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. I can just tell you they're not very good. And every game, like, I'm taking Louisville, and even I'll be to tell you the truth. Them against Syracuse is like, it's in Tallahassee, so I'm going Florida State, but I would not be surprised if Syracuse won that game
based on what I've seen, which is a pretty limited amount of Syracuse, but the game against Rutgers, they look like they had some athletes and they were playing physical football. So that's Florida State hasn't shown me that.
I mean,
much.
They lost to Jacksonville State, and Jacksonville State's a decent FCS, but
yeah,
I mean, they lost 31-0 to UAB.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So,
and Syracuse in the meantime played a Rutgers team pretty tough that has looked pretty darn. Rutgers undefeated at this point, right?
Let me ask you this: who's the? So you think North Carolina is probably the best team in the ACC, but they got fucked by their schedule essentially.
Kind of. I mean, they have to play a normal.
If you
schedule.
Had to pick who's the best team, would you still go Clemson?
No,
I think North Carolina
right
is better. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech almost made a miraculous comeback. Now, granted, it was lucky that they were in that position at the end. But
that offense is weird, though, man.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, UVA, their defense is bad. Their defense is bad, but their offense is good.
And their safety, what's his name? Blunt went down today. He was in a, he had his arm in a sling. So
bad getting worse.
That's what I mean, though, is that you go through this and we can go.
But here's the thing with UVA. Like, a team like Tech can catch North Carolina. Like, they're not getting out schemed. I think Justin Hamilton has Bud Foster's playbook there in hand, and clearly they shut it down. Only 10 points allowed. Granted, the first game of the season might have been a factor there, but North Carolina can be beaten, you know. And if UVA is the recipient of that and the beneficiary of that, then they might have the best chance of, you know, winning the conference, because I think they might be able to beat more teams than UNC can. I don't know if I believe that. But clearly UNC has the edge head to head.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's like I said, like, a large playoff would be fantastic, you know, with the exception of Alabama. I think everyone's kind of on the same level.
Yeah.
Not everyone, but you know what I mean? Like, a giant chunk of teams are on this second tier that I think
you're talking about nationally.
Yes, nationally. Yeah. And that would just make for great entertainment.
I will say this year has surprising entertainment potential through 3 weeks.
Let's go through some of these games, man. We talk Virginia Tech, West Virginia. West Virginia gets it done at home. West Virginia is a team that plays Oklahoma next week. Wouldn't shock me. What's your opinion of Oklahoma? Let's talk Big 12. Oklahoma is vulnerable. They're incredibly vulnerable. I am not buying that hype. I am not. Look, Tulane is getting housed by Ole Miss right now. Right?
Yeah.
Tulane almost beat Oklahoma. Then Oklahoma plays Western Carolina, a team that belongs not in the FCS, but in D2 because they won one game in the FCS last season. And then they win by 7, and Nebraska left 7 points on the board.
Yeah.
Nebraska, this game was a lot like if their kicker can make 2 field goals and an extra point.
Really, points on the board.
Yeah, 9 points essentially because they take that thing back to get 2 points. I was not impressed with Oklahoma.
I don't think you can be. I mean, let me look at Nebraska, what they had done to this point. They of course lost to Illinois. That's a terrible loss. They whipped Fordham. That means nothing. A good win over Buffalo. Let's be honest. That's a darn good win. But then kept it close against Oklahoma. So actually Nebraska, aside from that loss against Illinois, maybe not that bad. Kind of cause that was an impressive performance today, but still they're not good. We know Nebraska's not really.
Well, I'm just
good.
Saying if people are saying Oklahoma national championship, which everyone was saying,
yeah, and they're sneaking by.
They better thank the turf, the gods, because Skylar Thompson got injured. Even though K-State did look good against Nevada today,
yeah,
I was on K-State. I was on Nebraska, by the way. So,
buddy, there are how many teams in the Big 12 better than Nebraska right now, aside from Oklahoma? Texas, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
TCU, probably.
TCU.
K-State before the injury. I don't think anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. But maybe they're better than Nebraska. Probably about the same.
I don't think. I think with that, with inexperienced quarterback, I think that
they're Oklahoma State's counterfeit. They're not gonna. They never beat Oklahoma, so they won't do it. But like,
although OK State somehow came up with a win against Boise.
Yeah, unbelievable. Most counterfeit 3-0 team in the nation.
Questionable call late in that game, apparently.
Iowa State could still beat Oklahoma.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Especially, I mean, they've done it in twice now in Norman. So
Baylor's looking good.
I don't think they can beat it. Maybe though. I mean, Tulane kept it within 5 and had the ball driving.
Nebraska could lose to Illinois.
Yeah.
And then keep it within 7. Then a lot of these teams,
Texas Tech could, you know what I mean? Like I don't
Oklahoma's
know.
Oklahoma's
you know,
going to lose twice this year in the regular season.
I just don't believe like when I see the top 10 rankings and I get it, someone's got to rank these fucking teams.
Yeah.
But I don't see any reason why A&M should be in the top 10, especially the way Colorado just got housed by Minnesota 30 to nothing.
What was it, 17-7 last week?
10-7.
Final?
Yeah.
Oof.
That's what I'm saying. They were losing 7-3 with 2 minutes left.
And then Minnesota gets off 30-7 a week later.
30-0.
30-0 a week later. Yeah. Yeah. Texas Tech is probably.
Texas A&M.
Or Texas A&M. I mean, what did they do? They whipped up on
New Mexico. But it's like, okay, you won 31-0. Even that's not that impressive.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. You shut them out, so that's great. But New Mexico's nothing. You know what I mean? They're not going to be. I don't think they're going to be a bowl team or anything. You know, I don't know. And there's other. Miami was a preseason ranked team that was high. Indiana. These teams aren't good. Like even North Carolina was preseason top 10. We saw them drop. I know you got to rank somebody. So but I just think the preseason rankings taint this thing. You know, A&M being number 7 right now, I don't understand how anyone is of that opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're undefeated. I mean,
okay, but so is
Wake
Coastal
Forest.
Carolina. You know what I mean? Like so is Wake Forest.
Yeah. So is Baylor, so is K-State.
That's what I'm saying is like when you look at the performances, it's not they don't look good. When you're beating I was on Colorado's my team, Pat.
Yeah.
You know this. I was on Minnesota today because I said Colorado can't throw the forward pass. They're actually going to be a really bad team this year.
Yeah.
They're starting a freshman quarterback. Yeah. And unfortunately, they have a really good receiving core, but they don't have a quarterback that can get them anywhere. I think he might be the worst quarterback in the Power 5. I say that with love. He's a young kid. I think he could be good in the long run. Yep.
Working out the kinks.
Yes, but he's a true liability to that team.
Well, sure.
So, in my opinion, like when they play Arizona, I think Arizona's, I'm going to take Arizona probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, I don't think Colorado can throw the four. So why should we honor Texas A&M's? I mean, yes. Okay. You got to win where your quarterback went down, but your quarterback that went down wasn't playing that great. He had what, three picks against Kent State.
Yeah.
I'm not buying in.
For you to squeak by a Colorado with that offense that they have, I mean, what they have, like negative 7 yards yeah. at like halftime or something
yeah, today. Yes.
Pathetic.
That's my point though. Is like, do you deserve that? No, by the way, Arizona is losing to Northern Arizona in the fourth right now, 14 to 13. So maybe I will take Colorado. I don't know. That's going to be a shit fest, but, I mean, take a team like BYU. They've proven more to me right now than A&M has.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they hang on and beat Arizona State, but
BYU
is
a team we might have to start giving some credit to. Folks.
Jaren Hall's a baller, dude. He's a baller, but yeah, I don't know. Big 12 though. If you had to pick the Big 12 championship today, Patty C, who are you going? Who knows?
Let me take a look. I mean, standings wise, we have Baylor, K-State, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, TCU, all undefeated to this point in the season.
Well, I don't know. That's the rain man. Cold.
Every team not named Alabama. Here's what you do.
Well, I don't get
pretty much
like, oh, they're going to play. If North Carolina played Ohio State tomorrow, Petty, see who you taking?
I guess Ohio State just based on
that secondary though.
Don't get diced, but North Carolina is it what? 59 against Georgia State
and now
59 against Virginia.
Yeah.
And 10 against Virginia Tech. Do we really know what they're going to bring to us on a week to week basis? I don't think so. I would say at this point, Iowa State and Oklahoma still.
Really? I don't think so.
You're down on Iowa State?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have them go in the beginning of the year. So
You might be right. Well, who do you got then?
I mean, at the beginning of the year, I said, I think I had West Virginia or TCU is that spot.
West Virginia lost to a shit.
It's irrelevant overrated for the Big 12 championship though. I mean, Iowa State beat Northern Iowa by 6.
That's true. There is not much separation. You know, on any level right now.
And I don't feel great about my West Virginia pick because they didn't look great to me today. They did in the first half, but in the second half, Deggie throwing that interception. Terrible it's like, pick. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I actually would have thought K State before Skylar Thompson went down had a decent shot.
Yeah.
But,
well, you got to give me someone.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say TCU, maybe Texas. Texas skunked Rice today.
Okay. That's solid. Texas, Oklahoma.
I don't know, man. I'm not that impressed with Oklahoma. I think each week is a grind.
Two names.
I'm gonna stick with my West Virginia play.
West Virginia, Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship.
I guess.
All right.
Something's gotta happen. I like the fact they don't have back-to-back away games and they all got all their tough opponents except
schedule
Oklahoma.
Does line up nice.
They gotta go to Morgantown.
Boom. Boom.
Big Neil 10. Brown. Big 10.
This is a fun conference.
Who's in the Big Ten championship right now?
I'm gonna say Michigan and Iowa.
Don't you fucking
Michigan?
Homer. You're so full of
shit. I'm drinking that Kool-Aid,
you're
baby.
So full of shit.
Hey,
you
can't win. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna refrain from that. It's a little early to pull the trigger on Michigan.
You can't win
when they play Ohio State.
You can't win.
Yeah, that has been the story, and so
don't try to sprinkle some fucking fairy dust. I'll believe it when I see it, man.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I agree with you completely.
And how are you gonna say Penn State's beaten Wisconsin
and Auburn now?
Yes, and Ball State, who won the MAC. Oh, Michigan, the only thing they've done is beat a bad Washington team and two MAC teams.
Well, they have absolutely throttled them. Mind you, the MAC has a 2-1 record against the ACC. So
that's hilarious.
I don't know. That's a toss up. Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, a dark horse.
Yeah.
Maryland, a dark horse.
No, only Illinois would have lost that.
What about
game.
This? Rutgers, a dark horse.
Hey, my win total play. My number one. That was my number one block. I think
they're
right?
Sitting at 3-0 now. They have to get to
four,
and you hit.
Yeah.
Oh man, was it 3.5 or was it 4?
I got to go back and check. I think it was 4, maybe 3.5.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I got to go back and check. Either way, I mean, Big Ten West.
Clearly, Iowa.
Wisconsin could. Purdue. That loss means nothing today, Patty C.
That's true. But
Minnesota?
They look better. They did.
Nebraska?
Look better.
They're just 0-1.
I mean, yes, mathematically.
I think Nebraska is going to be a thorn.
You have been riding Nebraska for long enough.
But you tell me you couldn't see them beat, you know, Purdue or
they could
Minnesota
hurt
tomorrow.
Someone. They could hurt someone. They're not going to win.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I could totally see them beating like Iowa or something.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So who do you got in the Big Ten? What's the Big Ten championship?
I'm going to Ohio State and Iowa. I think. Yeah, Iowa's got to win at Wisconsin though. But Wisconsin can't afford another
Iowa
loss.
Iowa is freaking awesome right now.
I do love Kirk Ferentz, man.
Yeah. Penn State won't beat Ohio State in Columbus.
Maybe. Look, I made that prediction because there was no value when we did our predictions. I said take Penn State.
Having fun with it.
Well, no, because they're your odds for Ohio State winning were like -750.
Oh, you took Penn State.
I said give me Penn State to win the East.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but in reality, they might be able to.
They got the win today, but they weren't as impressive as I thought they could be.
Ohio State's down. The door is open.
It's like Clemson's down, but the door's open and no one's
there to
step up. One is even close to it.
Yeah. They all just left and went home.
One is, everyone's just chilling. It's fucking horrible. But Pac-12 UCLA Oregon, or is UCLA going to get the
What's UCLA doing right now?
It's still halftime, probably.
How about Northern Arizona beating Arizona right now?
Yeah, that's what I just alluded to. And BYU beating Arizona State.
That's a late in the, or halfway.
That's what I'm saying. The
Pac-12
is pretty much the ACC, unless UCLA and Oregon can step up and do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. UCLA still getting throttled 23, but I guess the third quarter just started 23-10. I guess, UCLA, Oregon at this point. You have to figure, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe Arizona State comes back and beats BYU. They're only down 7 right now.
Yeah.
USC, you have my lock of USC. They were down 14-7 at halftime.
Decided to turn it on.
That there came through in Pullman.
Pick Dundee coming through.
Dundee.
What about was it Dante Williams, is it? What's their coach?
Yeah.
Is he making a little audition here?
I mean, I think there's problems in Pullman, and I love Pullman. They were very kind to me, and I'll never forget that. But I think there's problems right now in Pullman. Okay, let's talk AAC.
Nick Rolovich is the man to win and fix those problems. Winning fixes everything. You know, COVID be damned. The guy is an American.
I love Rolo. He's been on the show. Great guy. I think he's a damn good football coach.
Let this COVID crap blow over, and he is the right man for that
job.
You
know who's sneaky in the Pac-12 is Stanford, because ever since they went to Tanner McKee, I know that win against Vanderbilt means nothing because it's Vanderbilt.
That wasn't that impressive.
But what was impressive is what they did to USC. So
yeah,
I think with McKee, they play UCLA, I think, next week.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
Aren't
too.
They a thorn for Oregon too?
Yeah. I feel like that could be a
Where's
sneaky
that game
one.
Being
I think
played?
In Palo Alto this
Let
year.
Let me double check that.
That one could be sneaky. Oh man, I don't know.
The old 12 Power 5 schedule for Stanford. Tell you what though, talk about being prepared for the conference slate when your non-conference slate includes 3 Power 5 teams. Coming up for Stanford, hosting UCLA and hosting Oregon both of the next 2 weeks, we will have a definitive answer on what the pecking order in the Pac-12 is within 2 weeks. So,
how about the I mean, you, in the Pac-12, Utah loses to San Diego State today. San Diego State, I think 9-1 in their last 10 against the Pac-12.
Hey,
that one loss
for an
being to Colorado. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I mean, this is why a large playoff would be great. Because tell me this, Patty C.
Yeah.
Like, if Georgia played Iowa tomorrow,
who wins that game?
I think if it's in Iowa City, Iowa wins. I think if it's in Athens, Georgia wins.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, Georgia probably wins by a little more in Athens than Iowa does in Iowa City.
Well, that's just Iowa's game.
That's true too.
They never just
Iowa wins by 3 in Iowa City. Georgia wins by 7 in Athens.
Okay. Well, how about who else is on this this plateau that you would like second tier? Let me ask you this: Oregon, Iowa.
It's a good game. That's a really good game. At this point, I would favor Iowa. I think Iowa is the second best team in the country right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I get it. They're not a sexy team.
Yeah.
But they play great defense. They turn you over and they don't make turnovers.
Yeah. They play discipline, intense, physical, fast ass football, aggressive, but also fundamentally sound. Look, that's just football 101. And they do it at a better level probably than anyone right now. That's what Alabama was built on when Saban got started. They've clearly gotten away from it, got a little more fancy, but Iowa's still the fundamental kings right now, and they're doing it at a high level.
I mean, Arkansas?
Arkansas's looking good too.
What about Arkansas against UCLA tomorrow? Arkansas, Penn State. Who are you taking?
Ooh, I think Penn State. Where's that game being played?
I think you ask yourself both.
Both.
In State College, we're taking Penn State.
I think
in Fayetteville.
Fayetteville. I think I'm taking Arkansas.
I think I'm taking. I don't know. That's close.
Yeah. Give Penn State the slight edge though, based on
that. What about UCLA? UCLA, Penn State.
Well, based on the current results going on right now, I think you got to favor Penn State, but not by much. I mean,
I think if it's in Westwood, I would take UCLA, but yeah, maybe. I mean, not West Pasadena.
They have a more explosive offense.
But UCLA. If it's in State College, I'd take Penn State.
Yeah, dude. There, at this point, there's a remarkable level of parity on the national level. This is
what I'm saying. You have Bama to me.
Yeah,
it's one tier that I trust.
At this point, their tier is not as high above the rest as it was a couple weeks
ago. But are you? They finally have a set of back to back away games, and of course, it's at A&M, at Mississippi State, which both.
Dude, that's a tough set of back to back roads.
I don't think A&M's very good.
Dude, they're a top 25 team easily.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Well, they're 3-0.
Well, okay, and like I said, so is Wake Forest.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's an impossible. I don't think it's. Yeah, I don't think you're playing two top 10 teams back.
What makes you think what has given Texas A&M the right to be in the top 25?
Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look at Texas A&M so far. Where the SEC? I keep going to gosh. Look, who they
Kent State, week one,
41-10 Kent State, 10-7 Colorado.
Look at that halftime score of that Kent State game too.
Was it close?
Yeah.
34-9. You're right. They really aren't that impressive.
Dude,
on the scoreboard.
They have a huge glaring weakness, and that's the quarterback spot.
Well, you know what's going to be great? Yeah, you're right. Although Calzada, I don't think he, I think it's the quarterback position. I don't think Calzada's that much worse than, what's his name?
I think he's
Haynes King.
I think he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the SEC.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Which then puts you at a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. They're going to play Arkansas this week in Jerry's World.
I'm taking Arkansas.
I think you might be right. We are going to see. That will be nice. A little separation early on in the schedule. And where was Arkansas? Arkansas came into the week number 20. A&M sitting at number 7 coming into the week. You got to figure they'll stay in that position.
If Cincinnati and Arkansas play, who are you taking?
That's tough.
They play next year.
Do they?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, are we talking about Cincinnati for two quarters or Cincinnati for four quarters? Because if Cincinnati for two quarters,
they could be the second best team. I mean, they could be the 20th best team. I feel like these are
if you trust like the four quarters, like the process of Cincinnati over four quarters, because they do look like two different teams in the first half and the second half so far. But Cincinnati in the second half is as good as anyone that we see out there. I think, you know, because their offense figures out its rhythm. And the defense stays good throughout four quarters.
Northern Arizona just went up 21-13.
Jeez.
Jed Fish might be a nice 1-year deal for you in Tucson. I mean, it's just tough to me to make sense of any of this stuff. I mean, this is a great college football season so far, but I also think like rankings, I don't know how people are ranking these teams.
Yeah, it's largely based on.
Like I said,
year.
I don't think Texas A&M, based on what I've seen, is a top 25 team. Arkansas, yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone knows how.
Texas plays Texas A&M tomorrow, Texas beats them.
Could be. Yeah, definitely.
I would lay like 10 points and feel decent about that.
What did Texas do to Rice today? What was the
50,
final?
58-0 or something.
Wow.
Hold on, I'll tell you right now. Where was this game at? 58-0.
Wow. Yeah. That makes Arkansas look really good. You might be right.
I'm being dead serious. I'm not bullshitting here. I would take Texas. And if you were making, if we were betting, I would say I'd give you 10 points with A&M. And I feel good about my bet with me betting Texas.
That's a lot of points. But if you're talking head to head and who's going to win outright, I think I agree with you. I think I would take Texas. Jeez.
I mean, Kentucky barely beats Chattanooga today.
Yeah.
Barely. And that's an FCS team.
They probably beat
Kentucky's undefeated, by the way, but Kentucky's proven more to me than A&M has because they beat Missouri, which I think is all right. Right?
Yeah.
And they beat ULM, who beat Jackson State today.
God, it's really hard to track it.
I'm just saying, if you have a responsibility to vote the top 25 best teams, I don't understand how they are coming to that conclusion that A&M is the seventh best team. Because I think if you look at Iowa's resume, they've beaten Iowa State. They've beaten Indiana, and the way they beat Indiana is way more telling of that team being good.
Yeah. Iowa State has proven.
No, Iowa.
Or Iowa, yeah. Rather. Iowa has proven that they're
but they're ranked behind A&M, so I don't understand the ranking system is my point. It's like anyone that's watching this shit.
Well, who was the team that was 0-2 last week and still in the standings, or did they chalk that up to voter error bullshit?
I don't even know, man. It's tough, but Auburn loses to Penn State. I don't know. I mean, let's AAC. Let's talk AAC. Yeah,
that's a fun conference.
Well, look, you got Cincinnati, and now you got Dylan Gabriel's out for the year, Pat.
UCF is done.
Well, then
in that conference,
I thought like Tulane's the second best team. Maybe they're getting housed right now by 40 to Ole Miss.
That could just be because Ole Miss is actually pretty darn good.
That could be.
Yeah.
Is Ole Miss the second best team in the nation?
Their offense is maybe number one again, or right around there.
I mean, Boston College is 3-0. Maybe they're national champs. Right. Look, I want to tell you that the college football experience is brought to you by Keeps. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. All right. Conventional virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't even have to leave your home. Yes. Low cost treatments plans start at $10 a month. Discreet packaging and proven results. Keeps has more five-star reviews than any of its competitors. If you're ready to take action, prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month for free. We're also brought to you by PixWise. PixWise is the number one app for sports betting, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction for every game, every day of the week, for every sport. Loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, you can find in-depth analysis of every game all for free. Yeah, you found the pick that you like? Well, search the latest sportsbook promotions to sign up for an account, compare the odds, and finally place your bet. Download the free PixWise app now to make your next bet better. PixWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Turn your picks into real cash with Prize Picks, my favorite daily fantasy app. It's fast and it's easy, and it all starts with Prize Picks. Simply pick 2 to 5 players and decide if they will go over or under their stat projection. The more players you pick, the more you can win, up to 10 times your money. Prize Picks is the only way I play. Use the promo code SGP to receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks, promo code SGP.
AAC, some other games we want to talk about.
Well, I mean, SMU survives on a Hail Mary. They're still undefeated, Patty C.
That's right.
Poor La Tech. My La Tech lock of over 4 wins. They should be 3-0.
Yeah.
They were the better team against Mississippi State.
They were up by what, 20?
20 in the fourth. And then Mississippi State scores 21. But then La Tech battles all the way down there. If you kick the game winning field goal, gets blocked.
Yeah, brutal.
And then today, a Hail Mary against SMU. So they won last week against an FCS. I think it was a Southeast Louisiana. It was a decent FCS. But then today, the Hail Mary.
They legitimately beat SMU. Yeah. SMU needed like a miracle last
Mississippi
like
State
2 minutes.
Like it was just.
Yeah. That was
I still feel all right with my over 4 because I think they're going to get Conference USA wins.
They're good. They're good. But SMU, the guy who caught the Hail Mary was at least 15 yards to the left of like where
he was like lazily running down the field. Yeah. Just a gem dropped to him.
It's just like on the other side of the end zone. He's like, oh, okay. Memphis, talk about another bullshit miracle.
That was, dude, that first off, They were getting completely. I mean, I know that game was close, and Mississippi State is not where they should be.
Yeah,
but if
their touchdowns include
a defensive touchdown where the running back just bobbles the handoff right to a defender, where Memphis takes it back for a touchdown, like and then
70 yards or something, right?
Yeah, which kept them in the game because they didn't score. Their offense didn't do that many score. Like they didn't have that many drives of scoring touchdowns on offense.
Yeah,
they won a game kind of like a miracle game. When you, I mean, they had this punt that clearly.
was downed.
It was down. The ref made the signal that it was down. Half the players stopped playing. And this was brought to my attention by the SEC that released this tweet. Not only did by the rules of the ref waving,
yeah,
meaning that automatically the play is dead.
Yeah, he's waving. He's putting a spot on the ball.
Yeah, whether no matter what happens,
yeah,
the play is dead.
Yeah,
from a safety point of view, that's what they do. And then the fact there was two players with the same jersey number on Memphis that play, which is a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Then didn't you redo the down then, or you add it to the, you tack it on to the return.
Not to mention they downed it and like three Mississippi State players were standing around the ball.
The ball was still too. The one guy like even tags it to the ground. Yeah. Like, look, I find it great when these mid majors win. That was a bullshit win.
Yeah. The letter of the law, you know, hey, credit to Memphis for knowing the rules and taking advantage of them.
Well, no, apparently that's not the rules.
Yeah. Apparently that's not the rules.
Apparently the refs just blew the rules.
Well, I do think that the defense is allowed to touch the, or the kicking team is allowed to touch the ball. And as long as it's not downed and in the possession, it was downed and the ball stopped. That should have been
like
downed
a couple seconds.
Yeah. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
I don't know, but maybe Memphis is that second best team. Maybe my East Carolina Pirates getting it done today at Marshall.
Nice. Big win.
Hey, we haven't played any conference games yet.
You're still,
are we alive?
Doubting my boy.
Are we alive?
Mike Houston. There you go. Give me the vibes, baby. Instead of ECU. Woo! We get into it over here.
Hey, 10.5 point dogs getting it done on the road. Talk to me, Patty C.
Fire it up, baby.
Who else in the AAC? South Florida's trash. Navy's trash.
Yeah.
Temple's trash.
Tulsa is unlucky.
Tulsa though, they haven't played any conference games yet. They might be a tough out.
They could, because they kept it close.
They lost to UC Davis, Dan Hawkins in the FCS.
Yeah.
Kept it close against OK State. Kept it close against Ohio State. That's a misleading score. They got to pick six like at the end.
Yeah. They could be a player. They could be a player.
This year's hilarious. Sunbelt. Who's the best team? Coastal Carolina got it done at Buffalo by 3.
Yeah.
App took care of Elon. Didn't cover by a point. Fuck me on that. Georgia State beats Charlotte today. That was a nice win for the Sun Belt. Georgia Southern though, problems. Louisiana Lafayette looked good.
I guess you got to say this is going to come down to Coastal on App. I think
Louisiana too, because they're in the other side of the division.
Yeah, they'll probably punch their ticket to the championship game, but I think they've taken a step back relative to Coastal. I mean, Coastal still got it, but they're not what they were last year.
Keep an eye out on Troy, and Troy looks all right.
Coastal might be what they were last year, but yeah, Troy could be there.
UCLA scores. It's 23-17, Patty C. 8 minutes in the third.
Gopher.
I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. We're going to go through a couple other conferences. First, I want to tell you the college football experience is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Yes. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But then after speaking to them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't a catch, Patty C. Mint Mobile secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only by cutting out retail stores. There's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in a form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just gives you that savings directly to you. All right. And you can use all your phones. I'm telling you, they use the nation's largest 5G network. They give you unlimited talk and text, high-speed data, all for $15 a month. You can keep your phone, have your contacts, all that stuff. It works out fine. All right. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has a 7-day money-back guarantee. So switch to Mint Mobile, all right? And look, to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, get that plan shipped straight to your door. Go to mintmobile.com/sportsgp. That's mintmobile.com/sportsgp. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best bettor in the U.S.? The best football bettor in the U.S., Patty C.? Well, the folks at Odds Crowd are challenging you to prove it, essentially, this football season with their epic free play fantasy betting contest. Each week of the season, there's a $350 NFL contest and a $250 contest. The boys here at SGPN will be taking part, so you better get in there, talk some shit if you beat us, all right? That's part of the fun. Here's how it works. Once you enter a contest, you track your best bets against real odds and lines, much like you would with any pick tracking app. And the most profitable players rise up the leaderboard. And if you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, well, guess what? You win and you get to talk that shit. Look, an Odds Crowd isn't just fantasy betting contest. It's a social app for sports bettors. It's free to download. You can live group chat with other sports bettors, track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much, much more. So download the app for free or go to oddscrowd.com today. Patty C, how about this one? BYU. I know they're still only up by four right now in the fourth.
But what is
if BYU played Iowa tomorrow, who are you taking?
I think I would take Iowa right now, but that would be a darn good game.
So you definitely, like, in Patty C's top 25, you have, let me ask you this. Okay. What's your playoff right now? What's your invitational?
Well, let me say this. I might as well take this opportunity to look at CBS Sports releasing within the past hour their top 25, tomorrow's top 25 today.
Okay.
And we'll see.
I can't wait to disagree with
this. If we agree with this, Bama won.
Sure. I'm on board.
Georgia too.
I'm not ready to say that.
Well, you have to listen to some of the other teams.
I'm okay with that. Cause Clemson still won. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oregon three. That's looking all right. Based on Fresno.
Fresno and Ohio State. I mean, yeah. Ohio State's not looking great though. That win. Yeah. Did that win get devalued a little bit today?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Oklahoma four.
No. Yeah. That's horseshit. That is just complete utter horseshit.
Yeah, Iowa five. Iowa should be above Iowa. Their
resume is better.
Yeah,
I mean, Tulane's down 40 right now. Were they looking at that when they released that?
Right. Plus, yeah, Iowa's passing the eye test.
Nebraska lost to Illinois. Yeah. Where's the resume?
Right. Penn State six.
Penn State has a better resume than Oklahoma right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And Georgia. Tell you the truth.
Here you go. Here's another one for you. A&M seven.
That's ridiculous. That is the worst one so far. That is like, laugh your way out of the fucking.
They barely beat Colorado. Cincinnati eight.
And they were losing to Colorado the whole game, Pat. They didn't have a lead until under a minute and a half.
Yeah. They've pulled that one out of their hat.
Cincinnati deserves to be ahead of A&M just based off of the fact they beat Indiana at Indiana. I know that. I don't know if I mean, Indiana's better than Colorado. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. True. And they beat them more.
And it wasn't even in Boulder. It was that a fucking, I mean, I get it. It was in Denver, but it's like, you're not getting,
to me,
not
that's
as toxic.
Close enough, but it's not as bad.
No, it's not as bad because you would have a more toxic environment in Boulder than in Denver. It was that was a 50-50 split. If you saw the fucking crowd,
really
maybe 60-40.
Yeah. But not super hostile. Then Clemson at nine, Ohio State at 10. I mean, yeah, it's just not, it's, you're right.
What has Clemson done? They beat Georgia Tech, who lost to Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
How is, like, Michigan should be above Clemson right now.
I agree.
They just beat Northern Illinois by 50.
They got Michigan all the way down at 22 right now.
Look, I'm not saying Michigan's going to make the national championship or anything, but I'm saying based on what we've seen, they are better than Clemson.
Use the data at your disposal to make freaking sense of this stuff.
Who's 11?
11 is Notre Dame. Yeah. They keep winning.
Yeah.
Never pretty.
Survive in advance.
Yeah, I guess so.
Look, Notre Dame's the same as, like, who's the 3-0 team I was just saying a minute ago? Like, wait. Boston College.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notre Dame, they're slightly better wins than Boston College. I mean, the fact you went to overtime against Florida State, who looks like complete asshole right now.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's
how.
It's a terrible look. It's a terrible look. Then we got Florida, UCLA, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina. None of those are really top 10 teams at this point.
Fresno adds a field goal.
Nice.
26-17.
Ole Miss might be, if I was
honestly, Ole Miss
should be probably top 10.
The way they're winning
should be top 10 at the end of this.
Well, they're better than A&M. How that, not only is their resume better than A&M's.
Yeah.
Patty C, I love Colorado. You know me. I've been a Colorado fan since 1989. Yeah. Right. Louisville would beat Colorado tomorrow.
You think?
Definitely. Tulane would beat Colorado tomorrow.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with both of those. I think
Ole Miss has beaten both of those.
Yeah.
Now they'd also beat Austin Peay, which Colorado would beat Austin Peay. But
look, you don't have to sell me. I'm not sold on A&M just yet. They got a lot to prove to keep their rank. There is true
that's
fluidity.
That's why preseason rankings are death.
Yeah.
They're death to the sport.
They have too much
hurt
influence.
The sport.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do we want to talk about? Conference USA. UAB is going to run it. My lock paid through.
Conference USA.
Dude, my locks are pretty damn good today. Penn State covered for me.
Yeah, you had a nice day.
I had another fire day. I mean, I'm sure I lost that Tulsa, Ohio State shit. And I'm losing this Tulane one, which I was dumb enough to take 14 and a half. They're down by 40 still.
39 and 24 right now in the week. 15 picks over 500. Colby D. Not bad. I'm having another clunker sitting around 500. Let's see. How about Army?
How about them? I mean, they're kicking ass.
They give Nick called that exactly.
What a ridiculous backdoor cover. Yeah. I got fucked on that and Missouri. Where I locked up
42-0 at half.
Yeah. Those backdoor covers are bastards, man.
Yeah.
How about Utah State Air Force? How about what Blake Anderson is doing at Utah State? 3-0.
That was
their
a game.
Win total is 3.5 or 4, I think. And I took the over for the record.
There
but
it
damn,
is.
Utah State looking all right.
Yeah. Nice little rebound.
LSU beats Central Michigan by 28. Is there anything there that says improvement?
Yes, improvement, of course, but
because of McNeese, they were only up 17 nothing in the middle of the third.
Right.
LSU plays Mississippi State next week in Starkville. Who are you taking?
Oh gosh, I don't know. That's a coin flip to me.
Yeah, I agree. Stanford beats Vanderbilt. Oklahoma State beats Boise State. I mean, here's a perfect example of a 3-0 team.
Yeah.
That we just touched on. We said, who have they beaten? Notre Dame and Oklahoma State are the same. If anything, I'm more impressed with Oklahoma State's resume.
The resume, the wins themselves, yes. Just because when you consider how bad that win over Florida State is, and they lucked up against Toledo, who did what today?
They lost to Colorado State. Adazio.
Yeah. Who is 0-2 coming in the week? Notre Dame is very suspect. We'll find out who they are next week against. The next 2 weeks they have Wisconsin and Cincinnati. They'll probably lose both of those.
This is gonna be a wild season, I think, buddy.
It is. Let's talk about this.
Could Houston
Invitational?
Could Houston be in the AAC championship? Yeah, give me your four teams then.
If I was projecting the Invitational
right now, no. Who cares about conference? Who are the four best teams right now in college football?
Who are the four best teams in college football right now?
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
Number one, Alabama.
Yep.
Number two. Iowa.
Yep.
Number three, Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, let's see. Penn State's right there.
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah.
I would say Georgia's number four.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, the Ole Miss to me is the only mystery run there.
Yeah. We're going to see what they really are in the next few weeks, but
we'll see what Louisville is, because Louisville, that was a wild game against UCF. And they weren't impressive against Eastern Kentucky. Now, I did say Louisville's better than Colorado, but what does that mean?
Yeah.
Now, Tulane, that win is looking pretty good. You're up by 48 points or something, 40 points against Tulane. That's a nice win, but
yeah.
I mean, I did not see that coming.
Ole Miss, here's the thing too. It's like, it's exactly like North Carolina. They're passing the eye test.
I think
they're not so suspect on defense, Ole Miss.
Is that because they're not playing as good as offense? Like, I think Brennan Armstrong would throw for 500 against Ole Miss.
That's true. Virginia does have a good offense.
Not 500, whatever you put up today.
They would. Virginia might get 40 on.
No,
Ole
they
Miss.
Would. I think they would.
Yeah. So they might be similar. North Carolina and Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss has proven more at this point, obviously. But yeah. There are a lot of teams. I could see if Alabama somehow gets knocked off. The rest, there's like 10 teams that can win the national championship outside Alabama.
Well, based on rankings, I mean, who knows? But I'm saying, fuck, how far out of the 14 playoff would BYU be right now if they hang on and beat Arizona State, which allegedly is a good team, and they're in the top 25, even though they've done nothing to fucking prove that.
Yeah.
And they have a win against Utah, which I guess that loss today looks worse for Utah.
Yeah.
And then who else?
They got a win against USC at the end of the season.
But they beat somebody. Who did they beat out the gate? They beat somebody.
BYU,
Arizona. Their wins aren't that great either. But I'm just saying, I can't fucking tell anything. I know that A&M's not the seventh best team. I actually don't think I would put them in the top 25.
It's so harsh.
I'm being real though. Right now, maybe that changes if they beat Arkansas.
Yeah.
Based on the resume and based on the performance, they're not a top 25 team to me.
What'd they do week one again?
They beat Kent State like 40-10.
They had one clunker of a performance against Colorado.
But that was against Kent State. That was like a 10-7 halftime score or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but
certainly not top 10, but maybe somewhere in the top 25.
Really?
Lower end of the top 25. Dude, they're 3-0.
What Rutgers's three wins are probably just as good.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Anyway,
what about you? Did you what was your
four teams? Bama won. Georgia two, I guess. Three. I'll match you with Iowa. I think their resume is good.
Yeah.
And at the moment, this very moment, I think based on resume, at this very second, Oregon would have to be that team.
Yeah.
Because Fresno is up by 9 with 4 minutes left in the third.
On UCLA?
Yeah. But if UCLA comes back and wins, do you make the case UCLA? I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, UCLA, if they come back and win, they have a slightly better resume than, no, they don't. Oregon still is above UCLA, even because of that Ohio State win.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that. Oregon
but isn't beating
it.
Hawaii better than beating Stony Brook?
Yes.
I don't know. Let's get out of here, though, man. Another great week. Hope you guys tailored a lot of our picks. We had a great record. Make sure you check out our picks over at the on the SGPN app. That's free to download in the App Store, Google Play Store. Me, Patty, CNC Nick. We pick every Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been over 500 each and every year for the past 4 years. Also, way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app. Go download that thing. Give us a 5-star review. And if you do, take a screenshot of that review. Find me on Twitter at TheColbyD. Show me that review, and I will send you a college experience t-shirt at the Colby D. Patty C is on Twitter, Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC underscore NICK. Terrell Furman Jr. on Twitter at really rel underscore underscore. Give him a follow and make sure you check out the college experience new to the college football experience new to Twitter and Instagram at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. Week 4 is coming. I can't wait. Go Arkansas. Where's Arkansas? They got to be in the playoffs. This is the college football experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.